Hello, it's Saturday afternoon, and you're on the Stephen Reinhart Unspoken Word Program. Stephen is out of the studio today, and this is Stephen Graham, and I've got my wife Janice Graham.
Hello.
And we're substituting for Steve today, so welcome. We're going to be talking about some really interesting things today. Specifically, we're going to talk about the proposed sex education bill at the state capitol that's coming up this year, and you know, if we have some time, we'll get into some other things too. But before we get into that, we're reminding you that this is K-Talk Radio, KTKK, AM 630. As I mentioned, Steve and Janice Graham here, we're with the Standard of Liberty Foundation. We've been on the radio a few times before for Stephen when he's out of town. I encourage you to go to the Standard of Liberty. We've got a website. The website is, and it's just what it says, standardofliberty.org. We've also got a relatively new blog. We recommend you go to there. You can read what we have to say on a number of issues, and you can leave your comments. And so that's a way you can get back to us, and we can get the benefit of what you're thinking. And that blog is standardofliberty.blogspot.com. Let's say that again. It's standardoflibertyblog.blogspot.com. We've also got a bookstore where some of the books that we've produced are available. And as a result of our conversation today, you might want to go there. So, and it's Tidal Wave Books, and that's like the thing that's in the ocean, the tidal wave that washes over you. So it's tidalwavebooks.com. It's just that simple.
So, why don't you give our mission statement?
Yeah, let me tell you. The Standard of Liberty is an educational foundation which exists to raise awareness of radical sexual movements overrunning America's Christian, moral, and cultural life, and to inspire the public will, families, and individuals to counteract these trends. What we have found is that in our country, like this past week, we've been really focused on the election that took place in Massachusetts and how the Republican won an improbable victory over the Democrat in a state that always goes Democrat. And with the exception of one term in the 1970s, that seat that Mr. Brown won as a Republican, the last time it had been held by a Republican for any length of time was back in the 1920s. So it was an amazing feat. And that's what we've been focused on. What we want to focus on today is some things that are happening locally in our state, and it's the like I said, there's a bill that's been filed up in the legislature, and it wants to revise our sex education laws. And let me remind you what our sex education law is about, and this is what it says. Our schools, high schools, are allowed to teach abstinence from sex until marriage.
And no advocacy of homosexuality.
And no advocacy. Not to talk about it. Not to acknowledge that it's...
Not affirm.
Yeah,
no affirming.
No affirmation. And that is, in a nutshell, what our state law is about. The teachers aren't allowed to go into... to answer questions about specifics on contraception or sexual techniques or... Or different.
I think I read that contraception was allowed, talking about that. There were limits, but teachers are afraid to talk about it.
Right, and they can, if someone asks, they can briefly answer, but they can't go into details and specifics about how they operate. The teacher is supposed to refer to the student, to the parents, for details on sexual education.
Yeah, well, I say... take it out of the schools. It shouldn't be in the schools. And the big argument that Planned Parenthood and all the advocates of this of sex education, which isn't working, which has never worked, is that that kids don't know anything, don't know enough, or that their parents won't teach them. But that's a ridiculous, if you think it through, that is a ridiculous argument. Do you throw your hands up in the air when something isn't working perfectly? Do you throw your hands up in the air and do you throw the baby out with the bathwater? It's ridiculous. No. You educate parents, perhaps. You know, you encourage, this society should encourage parents to be doing this, not starting organizations like Planned Parenthood or sex education in schools.
Yeah, I remember a few months ago, and I think it was back during the summer, I attended an open house, a town hall meeting that was being held by Representative Hemingway, Senator Hemingway, I think, maybe Representative. Anyway, he was the one that was sponsoring this new bill. And let me tell you what the bill does, and then I'll get back to this, what I was saying about the open house that I visited. The bill keeps what we have already, and it adds to it something that's called comprehensive sex education.
And anytime you hear the word comprehensive, that's a red flag.
Yeah, that's
a code
word.
It means anything. You can teach anything.
And what it means is not only teach anything, but teach anything as though the anything you teach is equally valid as any other thing.
Yeah, there's no right or wrong.
Yeah, for example, we traditionally, according to our religious beliefs and our country's culture, we think that sexuality is between a man and a woman, is the only appropriate sexuality that exists. But comprehensive sex education shows normal, traditional, God-given ideas on sex, but it also gives homosexuality and lesbianism and all
transgender
those,
probably.
Yeah.
Everything is perfectly fine, whatever you think.
Bisexual.
Whatever you feel at the moment.
Yeah. And so if they have their way, they will add that to our state sex education law. And when we first heard about it, they were going to have an opt-in provision, which means your children will be taught what they have always been taught, which is the traditional abstinence-based sex education. But if the parents want to, they can opt their children in to receiving more comprehensive. And we don't want this bill at all. Let me tell you that. We don't want this bill because it is the slippery slope. It's the camel's nose in the tent.
And we're going to tell you what you can do to help.
Yes.
If you don't want it either.
But recently what they've said is they've changed the bill so that it's not an opt-in bill, it's an opt-out bill. And that makes it even worse. What the opt-out says is, we're going to teach your children comprehensive education, sex education, unless you take specific measures on your own to opt your children out. So you can see they're going to get it unless you say no. And so
that's so sneaky.
Yeah, it's sneaky. It's the way Congress raises their pay. They passed a bill a while back that said we're going to get pay raises every year unless we vote specifically to take the pay raise.
Crazy.
And it's also, I mean, we got something the other day in our water bill that said we've got this great idea on recycling. And the neat thing is you get to be involved in it. We're going to automatically sign you up unless you come down to the city hall and sign an opt-out waiver.
Brother. And
it's going to be $6. Yeah, $6.50 a month automatically unless you take some specific steps to opt out. And so that's the sneaky way this bill is being pushed.
What gets me is Planned Parenthood Action Council or whatever it is.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of kids to go up to the Capitol and have a rally with signs and everything for this bill. I think exploiting children in this way is unconscionable.
Yeah, they had signs that said, teach me, I want to know. Yeah. And I learned young, ask me.
And here's the thing, what are they going to be taught? Here's the problem. Attitudes towards sex and sexuality are taught. They're modeled, they're shown in our culture. What kids are being taught, what are they being taught? Parents need to step up and teach the right things, because kids are not being taught the right things in our entertainment, in our popular culture. And so parents need to be really proactive at this more than ever before. In this technological society, I mean, think of what kids are being, the lies they're being fed. Which brings me to, we have a book coming out. I don't know why 100,000 other people haven't written a book like this. I wish they would, but I've been working on this book a long time, and it's been stalled and stalled and stalled, and people are afraid to help me with it, and it's just, we're just going to publish it in our own little Tidal Wave Books company. It's going to be available on our Tidal Wave Books bookstore, and it's called Chased by an Elephant, The Gospel Truth About Today's Stampeding Sexuality, and it's going to be geared toward LDS families. And it's written in a really lighthearted way so that parents can adapt it however to whatever age their kids are. And it's going to have an introduction for parents, a guide for parents after every chapter, and a chapter at the end, what to do if your child is acting out sexually already.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah, I just wanted to continually say.
Because we want to mention it several times.
There aren't many resources these days.
No, you can look at your bookstore and you don't find a book like that.
That has traditional morality at its base. And where does traditional morality come from? It comes from God. And everybody's afraid to talk about God. He's out of fashion. They've rejected him. And even people with really good intentions are afraid to admit or confess or talk about that God is the fountain of truth, the source of all goodness. And if you take God out of your society, Where do you get? Where's your standard? Where's your objective standard of goodness and of good behavior?
Yeah, that's the key, an objective standard.
Yeah. And I just think we've got to remember that God is the source, or we're just going to be tossed to and fro. I mean, the opposite side is always going to come up with something, and we're just kind of putting Band-Aids on it. So what we've got to do is, in our own hearts at least, in our own families at least, we've got to know that God is the source. And through the Spirit, we can know what we can do to help our fellow men
and our
families.
If we listen to that, we'll probably find ourselves brave enough to speak up in favor of what we believe and what we know to be right.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to take a couple of minute break. We'll be right back. This is Stephen Janice Graham in for Stephen Reinhart. Okay, we're back. This is Stephen and Janice Graham on for Stephen Reinhart on the Unspoken Word program on KTKK, AM 630, if you want to give us a call.
The unspoken word is right. The things we're talking about are not spoken of anymore. It's kind of scary because fear, intimidation, and misinformation have made a lot of good people shut their mouths about what's right and wrong. Especially when it comes to sexual morality. And maybe they're afraid they'll offend their friends, or maybe they're afraid of this or that or the other. But it doesn't even take a tyrannical leader to make people be quiet. It's just fear and intimidation.
Yeah, sometimes we're afraid of what? Afraid of disapproval
of our
neighbor or something.
Yeah. But we always talk, we don't talk about individual people. We talk about principles, and that's, you know, that is being large-minded when you talk about ideas. But people just can't seem to separate anymore people's behaviors from large ideas, and that's very sad. People have forgotten how to think critically about principles. So I don't know, Hugh Nibley said, what's the matter with us? Why are we all benighted? Why don't we care about knowledge anymore?
Yeah.
And that's a trend we have going. Yep.
What are we afraid of? I mean, you know, if nowadays it seems to be, you know, sometimes I wonder if there's such a thing as sin anymore. It seems to be that the concept of sin is out of style.
Oh, yeah.
But there does seem to be one sin left in our culture, and that is the sin of standing for something.
Or thinking, even thinking the wrong, what people think are the wrong thoughts.
Here's the thing, in the Standard of Liberty, one of the things we stand for is traditional sexuality, and we at the same time stand against the acceptance and promotion of homosexuality.
And all those sorts of things.
and any
there's only
perverse
one standard,
sexuality.
There's only one standard of sexuality
for
men and women.
And so... we stand against that thing because we think it's evil. Anything other than God-given standard of sexuality is evil, and we'll call it evil. But nowadays, people want to make you think that if you are against something that I'm for, then you're hateful or whatever. You're being judgmental. And that's the cultural sin that's there now.
That's the culture that your children are growing up in. And this sex education, this bad bill, sex ed bill that's at the Capitol right now, needs to be stopped because it will allow teachers, a lot of whom are agenda-driven, to teach your children, some of whom are predators, to teach your children any kind of perverse sexuality. And you won't know anything about what they're learning unless they tell you. Or, I mean, it just opens up a huge Pandora's box.
And if it passes and your kids get taught something that's contrary to your beliefs, and you go have a conversation with the teacher.
Good luck.
Yeah,
we've done that.
We've been there.
We've been there.
Yeah.
And our child was harassed.
And this harassment that we're talking about is in our state with the existing law that's much more strict than the proposed bill would allow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it allows for a relaxation.
So let's tell people what they can do.
Yeah. You can call and talk to your state senator or your representative and tell them that you're against this bill.
And you have a right to do this and an obligation as a taxpayer, as a citizen.
Yeah. And let me reiterate that. Not only a right, but you have an obligation.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's your country, your state,
and
your community.
And some people give up on the public schools and go to the private schools or homeschool, which is fine, but I still think you should stand for, you should pay attention to what's going on in the public schools, because it's still your money that's going there, and it's still your culture and the culture your kids have to grow up in. Look on our Standard of Liberty blog, standardofliberty.org, and read up. There's tons of information there, and we also have a little bookstore. Here's the thing. If you write a book about traditional morality that says homosexuality isn't safe, and it isn't good for you, and it isn't natural, you cannot get published in this state.
Yeah, I'll tell you the little story. Janice has been wanting this book published for 10 years now.
Yes, since our son had a problem with homosexuality, which he overcame, and ever since my high school daughter would come home from school and say, my friend thinks he's gay, or my friend's looking at pornography. And what resources did they have? I wanted to have a slim volume, little paperback book that I could hand these kids and say, this is the truth that you're not hearing in this world today.
And that's what we're going
and
to
I've
have.
And I've been trying to, the things we've gone through to get this thing.
Janice collaborated on a
You'd think.
Janice wrote a manuscript, and we collaborated with a well-known author that's published in the LDS Church, and he took it to his publisher,
and some of the critique, I must admit, I appreciated. It was valuable, but the overall tone of their rejection was outright cowardly. People do not, especially there's a lot of gay friendly stuff going on in the publishing world, if not people being gay there, and they do not want to handle this topic. And they don't care about the rising generation being taught the truth. They don't care that it could, that sexual immorality has a price. It's dangerous, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and they do not care about youth. This is all that I can surmise. Because why haven't so many books been written about this already? I mean, as the years go by and I keep working on this project and it just doesn't seem to get done because we keep running into brick walls, I just wonder why haven't there been dozens of books written on this?
Yeah, why haven't we gone into the bookstore and said, oh, look, somebody already
yay,
did.
I would say yay.
Yeah.
I mean, as many books as we can on it. Because here's the thing, the kids, I'm talking 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 9-year-olds are reading Twilight, which is a form of pornography. They are being taught something. What are they being taught?
Yeah, and
it's this licentious, sexual oriented, it's too very preoccupation with sex. It's violent, it's anything goes, it's same sex, it's I'll be whatever sex I want. It doesn't matter what my body is. I mean, it's just, if you do not teach your children correct principles, such as there is absolute truth, some things are just true and there's no way around it, and the natural way for sexuality to be acted upon is between a man and a woman in marriage. I mean, my book has this jungle theme with the elephant and the the elephant symbolizes a dangerous animal out of control can hurt people, just like your sexual desires out of control can hurt people. So we've got the Tarzan and Jane and all this, and so it's a little bit lighter, and so parents can feel comfortable talking about their kids with it. It can become an everyday conversation thing because they'll hear things in school and you're going to have to correct them. Whether this bill goes through or not, I'm positive they're hearing wrong things in school already. So you've got to make this an everyday topic of conversation.
Yeah, let me say that one good thing about that I really like about this book, and I think Janice is an excellent writer, and you'll see when you get a chance to read it. And you can go on our website, and it gives you a place where you can get in touch with us, or go to our blog. And you can link to our blog from our website, which is standardofliberty.org, which is the website. One thing about this book is it doesn't just say about sexuality, don't do it unless you're married. Yeah. It's not just
why.
The don't do. It's not the what.
Why?
But
why
it's the
should
why.
You be chaste? And it all goes back to loving God and believing that God is the source of all good things. And we forget that that's where goodness comes from. You know?
Yeah, and it's not, it gets into the belief in God and why he would want you to practice his standard of sexuality.
Mm-hmm. If you don't go use this objective standard that comes from God, whether people know it or not, it comes from God, you could be tossed to and fro. It's like every philosophy of men that comes along, which is what's happening in our world. Just watch Oprah, you know? Anything goes then. Whatever you think at the moment, whatever you feel at the moment. It's just like we're relying on our own understanding instead of going back to the basic, traditional, objective standard of morality that's been around in every culture for millennia. They might call it something different, but we believe in the light of Christ and that truth, everyone can have that. And so that's where it comes from. And the book explains that. And it has 12 chapters, and they're short, and it has a parent's guide and a parent's introduction. And we're just going to go forward with it because
we have to.
Yeah.
The word needs to get out there, and we'll sell as many as we can with our little website or whatever. We don't think local bookstore.
Nope, they won't.
We don't think they'll take it.
It's fear, intimidation, and misinformation.
Yeah, let me tell you, we've got, you and I and all of us need to do the best we can to help protect our children from the sexual activist movement or the lowering of our moral standards in this country. We teach them, they go to church and they can learn some things there, and then they go out in the world and it's all blasted to smithereens. I mean, they're given so much more information against our traditional God-given values.
Yeah, be careful when you send your child to college, and I don't care if it's a church school. They will be taught this radical progressivism. What's it called?
Radical individualism.
Well, the progressive, can't think of it right
now.
Oh,
yeah.
Anyway, here's a really good quote from George Orwell. I was just reading some essays by him. He said, all societies, as the price of survival, have to insist on a fairly high standard of sexual morality. Society has always to demand a little more from human beings than it will get in practice. That's another one of the arguments they do. Well, nobody's doing it perfectly, so let's just throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
But he says, society has always to demand a little more from human beings than it will get in practice. It has to demand faultless discipline and self-sacrifice. It must expect its subjects to work hard, pay their taxes, and be faithful to their wives. It must assume that men think it glorious to die in the battlefield and women want to wear themselves out with childbearing. I love that quote because every single one of those things he mentioned is under attack right now or being denigrated. People don't pay their taxes. People don't believe in self-sacrifice or discipline. If you think you're gay, you can leave your whole family, your wife and your whole family, and everybody says, oh, look at that. He's being true to himself.
Yeah.
Well, what about his promises? What about
the covenants, the commitments.
What about
you make?
All these other lives that are depending on him? You could sacrifice perverse sexual ideas you have in your head. You don't have to think those. You don't have to do them.
Yeah, but what does our culture say? Just the other day,
oh,
it was
so important.
I happened to be watching TV, and it said some actor and the woman he's living with, without the benefit of marriage, are expecting their third child. And it was all...
Well, I know. It's all gone by the wayside. Yeah. But we've still got to teach our kids. We've got to teach the rising generation what's that there is a right and a wrong, and that sexual relations are serious. And if you abuse them, somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah, there's always a consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Back to this bill that they're trying to get passed in the state legislature. Oh, by the way, I gave you the phone number for the state senate. Let me give you the phone number for the state house of representatives. It's 801-538-1029. Again, 538-1029.
I mean, do you really want your kids going to school and learning that it's perfectly fine to have homosexual relations? And here's the thing, the kids who think they're gay are not going to be abstinent. They're not going to believe in any kind of celibacy because they don't think they're ever going to get married. So why would they be abstinent?
Yeah, in fact, that was the argument one kid made.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I wanted to say.
And may we remind you that promiscuity and gay sex causes a plethora of diseases and chronic illnesses.
And on that note, we'll take
a
break.
It's unsafe.
Yeah, unsafe. We'll come back in a minute. We'll talk about our responsibilities as parents and what they're saying to try to get this bill passed in the legislature. Stephen Janice Graham in for Stephen Reinhart today. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes. Okay, we're back. Stephen Janice Graham in for Stephen Reinhart today. We've been talking about a bill that's being proposed in the state legislature to revise our state's sex education laws.
Bad bill.
Yeah. One of the justifications or the excuses or reasons they give for wanting to pass this bill is that there's, according to them, there's just this huge number of teenage girls that are pregnant in their teens.
Okay.
Teenage pregnancies.
Well, they count married teenagers.
You mean if they're...
Yes.
Teenagers and married,
yes.
They're still part
Guess
of that statistic.
Guess what? I was 19 when I had my first baby. But I was married, and that baby was planned and hoped and longed for.
Yeah, and so you were part of that statistic back
yes,
in those days.
Yes, and I resent that. It's an insult.
And so part of that sort of invalidates part of their excuse for wanting the bill. And besides...
Utah has a good record.
Yeah, Utah's... instance or percentage of teen pregnancies relative to the population is rather low.
Yes.
And there are some other things that ameliorate that as well, and we won't get into that, but
there's never enough time.
I recommend that you get on the internet.
Don't believe what you read in the Deseret News about this sex ed bill. They don't explain it well. It's misleading.
No, you can find things relative to appropriate sexuality on our website, standardofliberty.org.
And we'll write something about this bill on there.
And from our website, you can go to our blog, or you can go to our blog at standardoflibertyblog.blogspot.com. And we recommend that you call your state senator and member of the House of Representatives, and if you miss those phone numbers, we'll give them at the end.
Because this bill is bad. It opens up an avenue for teachers and whoever else at the school.
And whoever the teacher brings in,
yes,
as a guest.
To teach anything about sexuality to the kids. And kids, well, they're sponges. They're going to, I mean, they admire their teachers. They look up to adults. I mean, that's just the way life is. And they're going to believe some of the stuff they hear. So parents have got to step up. They've got to rise to the occasion.
One of the arguments they give is that the parents aren't teaching their kids sexuality, so the school has to.
Well, that's throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah, and who made the school the ultimate teacher of everything that the parents aren't?
Yeah.
And besides, if that's what you want, for the school to be the place where the kids learn what parents aren't teaching them, there's no end to
what
the school can get into.
It's state indoctrination is what it is. it's scary.
We as parents have the obligation to teach our kids. And you know what? I believe that most of us are teaching our kids appropriate sexuality.
Well,
and this is just a red herring.
Yeah. Well, it probably is. But I think a lot of kids are being taught a lot of just outward performances. I mean, go to seminary, read your scriptures. And then parents think they'll be fine. Or they're being taught service. And that's human relations. Okay, what's missing? What's missing in this picture? It's God. I have a really good quote from Madeleine L'Engle.
Okay.
She says, "No wonder our youth are confused and in pain. They long for God, for the transcendent. That's something that transcends this world.
Beyond us.
And are offered far too often either piosity," that's those outward, external performances, "or sociology," and that's human relations, "neither of which meets their needs. And they are introduced to churches, which have become buildings that are a safe place to go to escape the awful demands of God."
Churches.
What have our churches become? I mean, what do we talk about at church? Think about it. We talk a whole lot about outward performances and human relations. We don't talk a whole lot about Jesus Christ. I mean, what kind of being was he? Well, he was the epitome of humility. Selflessness. And what do we say? Serve one another so that you'll feel good about yourself. Yeah. Well, that's selfish. If you serve people so that you'll feel good about yourself, you're getting a selfish reward. It's just the philosophies of men have infiltrated our culture, and we need to counter. And my book called Chased by an Elephant, that's coming out as soon as it possible. I'm talking weeks. I mean, I have this window. Our daughter just had triplets, and we've been working really hard to help with them. But I've got this window right now to get this book printed, and we promise we're going to. A lot of people have asked for it. Parents are at a loss. We have parents call us and say, "Oh my gosh, our 17-year-old thinks he's gay. What can we do? We don't believe in it. We believe he can be straightened out. What can we do? There's no resources." So we also have another book called Captain of My Soul coming out that our son wrote about his experiences escaping this whole homosexuality culture. And we hand people the manuscript, but we've got to get it printed out because parents are so distraught and there are just no resources. The world is so soft on this. Our culture has gone soft on it. And if it comes down to a personal thing, you don't want that for your kid.
No. I mean, you can talk about it in terms of the society and say, "Oh, yeah, you know, well, some kids, you know, that's the way it is, you know."
But if it hits you in your personal life, it's a different story, people.
Yeah, it was a tidal wave when it hit us.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we call our little publishing company Tidal Wave Books. Yeah.
And
we finally had to turn to God. We finally had to find spiritual resources.
And we were doing all those outward things, going to church and doing things because you know how good you feel when you serve and all that, but
it didn't work.
We weren't in touch with God or the Spirit of the Lord.
We didn't even understand the need we had for a Savior.
So when this thing, it turned out our son was involved in homosexuality and internet pornography.
And this was 10 years ago now.
We were just standing there.
And he's married now. Anybody, if you'd like to know. Happily married.
Happily married.
To a cute girl.
Overcame it.
You know, overcame it years ago.
Yeah, 10 years
ago. But see, that is a story that has been stalled and silenced and ridiculed. And I mean, we have had threats against our safety because we have tried to get this story out.
Yeah, and
so
we,
it's like we have to go underground. It's crazy. Like we're living in a communist country.
We were told by one of the large publishing companies that had published a bad book about homosexuality that they would be publishing more on homosexuality.
They never have. I'm just going to say it. It's Deseret Book. Be careful about Deseret Book. We've been told that it is not officially connected to the church, but everyone thinks it is. So you just got to be careful. You also have to be careful about BYU. Sorry to say.
Yeah. We were unprepared for what happened to us because we had thought that if we taught our kids the right thing, and went to church
and
did all the things you're supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
They would be protected. In fact, if you go to church, you can hear people promise you in the name of the Lord from the pulpit, if you do these five things, you know, family home evening, family prayer, and, you know, some other thing,
that
your children will never go astray.
That isn't it.
And we did those things.
Yeah.
We were what you would call active members of the church.
But don't get us wrong. We're grateful for what we have learned in this experience, because we actually got to know the Lord. And we actually learned a little tiny bit of humility. I mean, we're infants in that area. But these things are not we're not stressing these things. And so in our book, Chased by an Elephant, The Gospel Truth About Today's Stampeding Sexuality for LDS Families, you will find the gospel truth being the basis of why you should teach your children sexual morality.
And we feel moved to try to get this true message out. And that's why we're doing it, because...
But we can't get anybody to review our books. We can't get anybody to interview us. We can't get anybody to carry our books hardly at all. So we opened up our own online bookstore.
Hey, we're going to go take a break. We'll be
still a free country.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes, and we'll close out the hour. We'll give you some ways you can get in touch with us, and we'll be right back. 2 minutes. Okay, we're back. Steve and Janice Graham in for Stephen Reinhart today. We've been talking about the...
Bill.
The bad bill that's being proposed to liberalize our sex education law in the state legislature. We want to remind you that we recommend that you call your state senator and your state member of the House of Representatives.
And say, I do not like the bill being proposed because it uses the word comprehensive and there's no guidelines, and teaching children belongs in the hands of the parents, and that's what they'll tell you they believe, but don't believe them.
Yeah.
And say that you don't want children being taught anything other than traditional abstinence before marriage.
All right. Here are the phone numbers for the State Senate and the State House. It's 538-1035. That's the State Senate. 538-1035, and the State House of Representatives is 538-1029. Listen, we would love to hear from you if you have any ideas. If you know someone that would be interested in helping with the publication of our book or whatever.
We're just doing it at our own expense.
You can come to our website and get in touch with us there. It's standardofliberty.org. Or you can send me an email. It's S. Graham, and that's S as in Stephen, Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, at standardofliberty.org.
Because if this bill goes through, the youth of this state will be taught false educational ideas and sexual immorality as part of the school curriculum.
Yeah, that's what they will be taught.
Mm-hmm. That's what they will be taught.
They'll be taught that any type of sexuality is...
Whatever you feel like.
Anything is... equally as valid as any other thing when it comes to sexuality.
Remember, attitudes towards sex and sexuality are taught. Think about what our children are being taught in this culture today. And parents have to step up and teach them the truth instead to combat, to counteract what they're hearing.
Yeah, kids, people in this world don't come equipped with attitudes and ideas towards sexuality or anything else. Everything we know.
Mm-hmm.
Is taught to us. And we have the obligation as parents to provide the best we can for our children. And God has given us that standard to live by.
Objective standard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's an objective standard. It's not
tossed about by the trends or the decade or the people in charge. It's always the same.
Yeah, there's this thing nowadays called postmodernism.
That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, yeah, we mentioned that earlier. It's whatever you feel is your truth.
Uh-huh. And that's what a lot of college professors are teaching your kids.
And we want to remind you that it's okay to stand for the truth, to call evil
your obligation,
what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay
get
to
educated.
Judge good versus evil or
get educated
right
and be
wrong.
Respectful and stand for truth and righteousness.
Yeah, because if we stand by and don't do anything, or if we stand by
we're
and
showing
just
what side we're on.
Wring our hands as the world goes the wrong way, then we
are part of the problem.
Yeah, we're part of the problem. We need to stand.
We need
for
to show
what
side
right.
we're on.
Be brave, be bold. I mean, I'm reminded of what Jesus said, "Blessed are ye when men will persecute you and revile you and say all manner of evil against you for
and
my
that's
name's
happened
sake."
To us.
And what does he say? Rejoice and be glad. And so that's what we encourage you to do. It's all right to stand for the right and to stand against the wrong.
And think of children. Think of the children. That's who we care about.
Yeah. We want to help protect ourselves and all those around us, but children are so easily influenced.
Mm-hmm.
And
think of the technology.
They're just growing. They need the help.
Yeah.
But it's okay to remind ourselves, too, that there's an objective standard of right and wrong.
Children are growing up in an increasingly secular, sexually permissive, and technological culture. So it's going to take a lot of effort and love on the part of parents to counteract all that.
You've got to remember that the world is, and the wrong things that are being taught are not going away. They're only going to get worse.
And you have to teach your kids that the whole world can be wrong, because that's the truth. The whole world can be wrong.
What we want to say is we know that you can stand, even if it's just you can stand alone and be right.
But you're not alone. There's plenty of us.
Yeah, in fact, there are more of us than them. I mean, the country is 90% believe in God.
It's just some really noisy people that C.S. Lewis called the conditioners.
Yeah, don't be afraid. You can do it.
Don't be conditioned.
Stand for truth. Stand against the evil. This is Stephen Janice Graham. It's been our pleasure to be here. In for Stephen Reinhart. We'll see you the next time. Tune in next Saturday for Steve.
AM 630 KTKK.